Blog Talk Radio.
All right, boys and girls, I thought we were going to have music, but I guess not. And it seems I'm echoing, so one moment.
I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Y'all can actually hear me this time because there was a little bit of a technical issue. It's all right. All right, it's fine. It's fine. I got this. I got this. So, I'm showing the wrong thing. Hi, welcome to our Tuesday night show again. This is Pixinistas. So, yay, Gamer Girls Radio, Pixinistas. Corey is running a little bit late, so you've got just me. Just me, which is fine. I have got all kinds of cool stuff, and I'm going to pause my screen for a second. But yeah, it's us. We are bringing you tonight gamer fashion, geek fashion. We have just totally searched the web. We have torn web pages apart looking for all the best gamer fashion for you tonight. We're going to be sharing that as soon as Blog Talk decides to not be a brat for me. I will be sharing my screen for you that you can join in and see what we have going on. And so this is going to be a lot of fun. Let me pause this before this starts playing in my ear. It's going to play in my ear. Maybe not. Well, I was going to drop this in the chat room, but it looks like that chat room is not open for you yet. All right, well, as soon as the chat room is open, I will share that with you. All right, so what have I got today? You cannot see what I'm showing you, so... All right, then it's just me having a hard time with this tonight. It seems like... it's just going to be me with the issues, apparently. Alright, I'm going to just drop this in the comments because I'm not seeing the chat room and I don't know why. So if you can look in the comments, I'm going to be sharing my screen again with you. Yeah, let me close that out. Y'all don't need to see Perez Hilton. Y'all don't want to see that. Alright, so if you join me in my little join me screen that I just dropped down, Battlestar Galactica Captain Apollo's cufflinks. Look at these. These are amazing. I'm pulling these from fashionablygeek.com. They are awesome. They're also not very badly priced for them being a geek thing, which, you know, you're not going to find them in the store. I have things going on all over the place, apparently. Let me refresh this. I don't know why that just took off again. That was kind of odd. Okay, so anyways, Fashionably Geek, $44.99 for these cufflinks. They are just gorgeous. Beautiful. And if you've got a Battlestar Galactica geek in your family, yes, these are for guys. So not just for girls. These are for guys. I was trying to pull some all-around fashion tonight. These are amazing. They're very nicely done. And they'll look great with any suit. All right, I'm going to pause the screen while I pull up one of the ones Corey gave me. And these are Diablo earrings. Why, Firefox, are you being a brat? Why are you refreshing my thing for me? I have no idea what's going on. All right. So hopefully Blog Talk's not being a brat for just me. I'm going to drop this link she gave me down in the comment section because I can't seem to get into the chat room tonight for some whatever reason. It's always fun like that, right? If you can see these are... Oh, there we go. I'm sharing my screen again. Look, these are Diablo-inspired earrings. Oh, yes, those are hot. And I know my screen's probably jumpy, so here we go. Diablo, health potion, mana potion, the little keys, the corks. You know, those are so cool, but I have to wonder, will the corks stay in? Because I don't want my earrings to fall out and, like, liquid to go everywhere. And on the other hand, because that is liquid and that is the liquid going to dry up? Kind of curious about that. Let me see if I can find the price for you. Mana potions and health potion. Oh, there's even a matching necklace. I'm going to pull this up real quick. Oh, it's on a chain. Oh, that is so pretty. See, I would totally wear that. But I would. I'm clumsy. I would lean against something. It would break. I don't know. And does it tinkle? Are those glass? Are those plastic? I mean, if it's plastic, that'd be one thing. But if it's glass, would I end up breaking it? Kind of curious about that. Oh, those are so pretty, though. All right, going to pause my screen. I'll be right back. I'm going to bring you some more fashion. Yes, yes. All right, these are Funky Geek Chick D&D RPG D20s earrings for girls. Look at those. And you can choose the colors. Anybody could make these. All that is just a whole drill through D20 dice. Oh, see, that's new. See, I haven't been to eBay in a while. That is cool. Yeah, but these are D20. See, as you can see, they've just drilled a hole through the center and then anchored it at the bottom. Anybody could make those. Some of us are lazy and or don't own the tools to do that, would hurt themselves, whatever. $6.99 is the opening bid. Looks like you can buy those for $9. So that's really, really not bad for that price. Okay, so I'm going to move on. I'm going to pause the screen again while I pull this up. And actually, I'm going to reload this one more time and hopefully the chat room loads for me this time. I'm signed in. I don't know why it's being a brat. But it is. It's not going to open up the chat room for me, apparently. All right, I'm going to close all this out and reopen this real quick. Technical difficulties. First night, I get the show to myself, and I break it. Isn't that the way it goes? Oh, my God. Yeah. So, this is always fun. But Firefox has been being a complete pain in the rear for me today, so I don't know why it's doing what it's doing, but hopefully this fixes it. Because this is getting kind of ridiculous. Firefox, I will divorce you, and I will go back to Google Chrome. I'm just saying, if you don't fix your stuff... No, see, I closed Firefox. It's not still running, I promise. All right, so this may be a Windows issue, not so much Firefox. But it's always fun. You know, live radio, you never know what you're going to get. Of course, I'm sure y'all didn't expect to get me by myself for a little bit, just a little bit, but that's okay. Because, you know what? Y'all love me. You know you do. Even if you don't want to admit it, you know you do. All right, I'm going to pull some of these back up. It's always fun. Always so much fun. It's me by myself. Let me see. Is it going to work? Is it going to load? No, it's not going to load. All right, so I'm going to skip on down to the next one from Corey. She has got me, oh, these look like these are going to be gamer onesies. Oh, my God, so cute. Let me open them up. And I will drop the link into never mind. You can't hear me? Chat room is up. Yay! All right. Now I'm going to drop this. I'm going to drop my join me into the chat room, and you can actually join me so I won't be all alone. That'd be so awesome. Anyways, so if you can see. Here we go. If you can see what I'm sharing, look at these onesies Corey found. These are amazing, and I know why Corey found these, because if anybody knows Corey, she has an obsession, a complete undying love for Link. So to have a Link baby onesie, oh my God, so cute. And of course, you know, I have the love, the passion, the utter passion for Pac-Man. So I have to request, please, whoever's making these, to make me a Mrs. Pac-Man, because, yeah, Pac-Man's all fine and dandy, but you need the bow. You need the bow. I'm looking for a price. $60 USD. Oh, it's for the complete set, one for each weekday. So for five of these, it's going to be $60. Not a bad price, really, especially for geek onesies, which are so cute. Oh my God, is that a star? Oh my God, that's a red star. No, why? All right, come on, people. Anybody who's a Trekkie, anybody has any kind of Trek, anything in your blood, if you've watched it growing up, why? Why would you put your baby in the red one? Are you asking for a Darwin Award for your child? Because seriously, you put your child in a red Star Trek onesie, you are asking for them to fall out of the crib, break their head open, a dingo to eat your baby. I'm sorry, is that too soon? Something to happen. Red Star Trek shirt. Seriously, people, come on. Oh, it's got a little heart on the butt. That's so adorable. And yes, I totally went there with the accent. My God. Star Trek onesie. All right, I'm going to pause the screen while I pull up, or at least try to pull up one of the ones that I had. Like I said, I had to completely close Firefox because it was being a pain in the tail end. Hey, look at that. I can actually monitor my own language by myself. Yay! All right, so 1 second. Let me get it. Had all kinds of fun little stuff. And now it's all gone. It's always so fun. This is why we do live radio, people. Live radio. Yes, I want to open up that in a tab. Yes, that one too. All right, so. Oh, these are cheaper. Oh, Corey, I think I just one-upped you. All right, so, if you can see this, it is ThinkGeek.com. I love me some ThinkGeek. Star Trek Uniform Creepers. Again, there's the red one. Why? Why would you put your baby in a red Star Trek shirt? That's just Darwin Award. Poor thing's going to be beat up something. I don't know. Blue and gold? I mean, at least it could be a doctor. You want your child to be smart, right? Gold, come on, Captain. That's always awesome. I don't remember this cadet, but hey, you know what? I love the description. Screw baby Einstein, it's baby Shatner all the way. Wouldn't you want your baby's first words to be delivered like this? Oh my God, that is epic. That is so epic. I love that. I have to admit, I just went through with finding pictures earlier, so I didn't actually read all of this. But it looks like each one of these are $15.99. They're a little bit more expensive than the other ones, so I lie, they're not more cost effective. But they're from ThinkGeek. Yeah. And they got the blue and the gold, because you don't want to put your kid in the red one. Come on. You're just, that's mean and cruel and unusual punishment for a child. All right, pausing the screen while I find another one. Oh, yes, here we go. We've got all kinds of cool, geeky shirts, and I'm just going to show you the whole page for this because these are more... Actually, no, I'm sorry. These are from Jinx.com. These are awesome. Oh, my God. The Cantina! I'm going to show you the girls because, you know, hey, she's a hot redhead, so I can't not show you the hot redhead. Star Wars The Old Republic Cantina's Woman's Tea. Come on, that is hot. $22.99 or $21.99 through $22.99. I'm going to assume the XL and the 2XL are the $22.99. But that is cute. I think I may actually have to get that for myself because that is just. And come on, cute redhead glasses. Oh, seriously. And then, of course, you know, you've got Sith. I don't know what the frog dogs thing is. I'm apparently missing out something there. And again, the hot redhead. Yeah. Anyways, she's cute. She's, yeah. $21.99 through $22.99. Again, not a bad price for a Sith shirt. We've got, Jinx has all kinds of fun stuff. They've got the Jedi, and again, another Jedi lightsaber. A whole bunch of different things, which I guess this comes from the actual game. What have you got? Sith Warrior, Sith Inquisitor, Jedi Knight, Imperial Agent, Trooper Class, Jedi Consular, Sith Empire, Galactic Republic Men's, Bounty Hunter, Dark Side, Galactic for women, Sith Empire for women, Bounty Hunter for, yeah, a Smuggler. Yeah, baby, Smuggler. Sith Inquisitor. Ooh, we got a second page. And I know a lot of y'all are totally into this game right now, Star Wars The Old Republic. So these are probably right up your girls or your boys' alley. And now that I say that, that sounds totally bad. And I'm sure Corey is cracking up on the other end going, oh my God, no ma'am, no ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I just totally said that because I am that talented. All right, so give me a second. I'm going to pause the screen again. I'm going to get you some more stuff. And I'm going to stick my head in the chat room. Nope, I'm still the only one here by myself. I'm all sad, but I got a couple of watchers, so that's cool. All right, what do we got? I'm going to pull one from Corey's list. Oh, what is this? New tab. Pasta. Yes, I said pasta. All right. Oh, that is cute. Glowing life bar necklace. Oh, I think I need to have that. Oh, that is cool. All right, it'd be made better if it had the three red hearts on the end. I don't know why I want the three red hearts, but it just seems like it should have the three red hearts right there, you know? It's a full bar. You need the three red hearts. We got a couple of extra little pictures here. Oh, that's it, glowing at night. Oh, that is pretty. I like that. That would annoy me. I can't deal with glowing stuff at night. Oh, but that is cool. That is very neat. I'm a little worried about that chain. That chain looks a little weak. I break things left and right. I'm just that talented. Oh, she's not a redhead, but she does have the geek glasses on. So, you know, kind of hot. And look at that. It's glowing on her. That is cool. You know what would be even kind of neater? If they redid the life thing with some kind of, like, heat sensitive. That would be kind of cool. So, you know, it kind of gets darker when it's cold, and then when you're hot, it really, really glows. That'd be so neat. Or maybe I'm just a geek like that. All right, so more stuff. 1 second. Corey has all kinds of cool stuff. Yeah, and I'm totally pulling from your list, Corey. I don't know if you can hear me. That's fine. Pokemon Pokeball studs. I think I need these because I have two holes in each ear, and I only ever wear studs in them. I don't wear hoops, surgical steel studs. Yeah, I'm allergic to, like, everything. I'm allergic to air. It's really nuts. So these would be kind of cool if these are surgical steel. Does it say? And seriously, I wonder how many people would even realize what it is in my ears if I were to be wearing these. And is it okay for a grown woman to be wearing these? You think anybody would call me out on the street? That'd be kind of interesting. These awesome studs feature a sweet Pokeball one I drew up from the Pokemon series. These earrings should help you on your journey to be the very best like no one ever was. Mix and match them with other $3 to $5 designs down here. So I'm going to assume, oh, they are $4.50, $2.25 USD shipping. These are found on Etsy. So these are really, really cool. All right, I'm going to go pull up one of mine. I'll be right back. All right, so I got to say, you people need to get in my chat room. Yeah, that did actually sound kind of bad as I started to say it, didn't it? Yeah. But we've got all kinds of cool stuff, and you should be here to see it because I am sharing my screen. All right. And, I've shown you, at least I've talked about this page before, but y'all were not here. So I'm going to go back over this and show this again. This is odie.com. These rings for the engaged couple. I want these so bad. And I'm curious because those almost look like plastic. Maybe they're supposed to be titanium. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, Corey says she wants these. Yes. These are amazing. Amazing. All right. So these are Ethernet wedding rings. I'm going to assume this is the, well, maybe that's supposed to be the girls. But if you go in by sexually speaking, he's got an out, she's got an in. So, I'm not quite sure who's for who there. But, hey, you know, whatever. For the music geek, I am not a music geek, but I know several people who just live by music. My best friend, one of those. Vinyl record jewelry. This is kind of cool. Digital may be all the rage right now, but it's true music fans still value the warm sound of vinyl along with its iconic look. That is kind of neat. So I'm assuming they actually made this out of... Oh, that is a piece of a record. Am I sharing my screen? Oh, yes. Okay, good. I'm still sharing. Down here at the bottom, as you can see, you can actually see the record. That is cool. Somebody took a lot of time to cut all this like that. I've got a tool. I could do that if I don't cut off my finger first. Because, yes, I am that talented. For the mathematically inclined, the high necklace, 3.1415. Yes, that is 6, 2, something, da 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 da, all the way around. All right, I think I may need this one too. This is so cool, but I think this would be one of those that would hang in the off the rearview mirror of my car. I can just see people asking, what is this? And not getting it. And that would be kind of neat, at least for me. I think that is so awesome. And, yes, I understand there are ads on the side. I'm hoping there's no nakedness. If there is, I apologize. It's 9:30 anyways. Your kids should not be watching. So, Oh, I can do this. Look at that. Computer part jewelry. I love the earrings. I was going to make a hair bret the other day with one of these, but I am damn lazy. I pulled it out of the box. I started making the little holes so that I could warm it up and put it onto a actual bret, and then never got around to it. But this is cute. I don't think I have any pieces that small. So that's, what is that? That is really, really kind of neat. I think that is awesome. For the Shark Week geek. Oh, really, people? Really? Really? Who? I can't say who. Somebody out there. Corey, would you wear this? Are you even seeing this? The Shark Week geek, the Jaws ring. Oh, it's a ring. I thought it was a bracelet. I still would not still not wear it. I don't care. That's just, for one, that looks like it would be painful. For two, can we say gaudy and ugly? And oh, it does have a second set of teeth. I was going to say, and sharks have two rows of teeth. But hey, look, they actually put those in. So good for you for actually including that. All right, now that is kind of neat. I like that. And I like that much better than you people who are actually trying to bite each other. That's just kind of a little weird. Crochet vampire bite necklace. And this looks like it would not be very hard to make at all. And it's kind of classic looking. I really do like that. That's just a simple chain. And then I'm going to assume these are either glued onto it or sewn onto it somehow. Probably both. I think I'd be do both. And I know they're saying Twihard, but right now with True Blood, and oh my god, I finally sat down and watched that last night. Eric and his sister, that was so hot. And anybody who's not watched, you're going to go, ew. Yeah, you got to watch it and see what we're talking about. They're not actual sister and brother, but vampire sister and brother, so totally different, so hot. That whole scene up against the wall, oh my god. Anyways. Oh, I almost don't even want to show this one. Really? Jewel encrusted Bluetooth. Alright. Seriously, if I catch any of my people that I know walking around with one of these in their ear, I'm going to slap you so hard your mom is going to feel it, okay? Seriously. This is so gaudy and ridiculous and dumb. Seriously, diamond and pearl encrusted Bluetooth headset. What does anybody say about it besides? Oh, dear God, why? I think that was exactly the same thing.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Are you there?
I have.
Are you seeing this? Do you see how tacky this thing is?
What am I looking at? Ew. 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 What is that?
That is a jewel-encrusted Bluetooth for your phone. Bluetooth earpiece, you know?
Ew. I come to this ugliness. This is what I come to. Oh,
are you ready for the prize? $50,000.
And that's it. Who made this?
I don't know. There's pocket.lint.com. I can open it up. Hopefully, there's no
boobies.
Boobies. Are there going to be boobies?
There is boobies.
It's going to take a little bit to load, apparently. Diamonds, gold, and pearls. What more could you want? $50,000. Plantronics is who's making it. It's a limited edition gold and diamond encrusted Bluetooth headset. Yeah. So the good news is it's a limited edition. So there's not that I think a whole bunch of people would be paying for this. And if you've got $50,000 to waste on something like this, and you do, you deserve to be slapped. There is so much better things you could be doing with your $50,000 than buying one of these.
Good
grief. You're going to lose it. It's going to get wet. The things are going to fall off. Something is going to happen to it. $50,000. Seriously, $10 at Walmart. Go get you one. And then take the other $49,990 and donate it somewhere good, okay? Ginger sent you.
Oh, gosh. That is, you know what? I think in the right setting, it might work.
And you know, I hate to say this, but you're going to see those, you know, the guys that wear the bling anyways, the fake bling?
Yes.
Somebody's going to make a knockoff of this. And can you see the guys with the fake bling and their saggy jeans and one of these in their ear?
Yeah, I can actually. And they'll think they're so geekalicious, but you are so not.
No, not geekalic. Not geekalic. Geekalicious. Yeah, I totally crashed the show right off the bat. You totally missed it. It was...
You...
I had to restart. start Firefox. The chat room was not loading for me. I couldn't drop any of the links. I couldn't drop my join me. Nothing. So.
Oh, my goodness.
10 minutes, I'm like fighting with Firefox, just chatting along. Da, 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 da.
I had started up music. I was like, you just got to do it.
Yeah. And hopefully I don't have an echo because I do have Skype running on another computer. I was trying to shut it down, but I'm having an issue with it. You know what? Haha, I'll just unplug the internet to that one. There we go. That should fix
it. Unplug the internet. Don't you need that computer?
No, because I couldn't get the mic to work. At least I don't know if the mic was working on the other one. So I'm just using one at this point. Yeah, I'll try it again next week. Skype took too long to update and all this other fun stuff.
We are hammering out our new technology. That's all we got to say.
We are. All right, I'm going to pause the screen and pull something else up.
Did you show my ties yet? Did you show my ties and my cufflinks?
I did show them. No, not the cufflinks. I've shown them the Diablo earrings, the Gamer onesies, and the Life necklace. Oh, and the Pokemon studs.
Oh, those were. I like Pokemon studs a lot.
I know. I was like, is there a cutoff age? Can I wear these?
I don't see why you couldn't.
I wear double studs in either ear. I don't actually wear regular earrings much. And, these cufflinks. All right, the NES cufflinks. Those are so hot.
Now, guys, those of you out there who are geeks and getting married, this is perfect. You don't have to go the whole gamut and dress like your favorite game character. You could throw a little gaming in it. You have a Nintendo-themed wedding. You got on your Nintendo-themed cufflinks. Maybe your wife has some Nintendo earrings, you know, some little Princess Peach earrings. It's very subtle. Some of y'all go a little bit overboard dressing like Mario and Princess Peach. That's too far. It's too far.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, I'm going to try to find the ones that I had pulled up just a minute ago. I closed it out, I think. So, 1 second. But I found some Battlestar Galactica ones.
Ooh.
That are so hot.
Ooh.
So hot.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to find them. Was it this page? No, it was not that page. And like I said, I had to close everything out in the middle of the show. So I've lost
a lot of your things.
Everything. Here we go. These are what I started the show out with, and since we're showing cufflinks, I'm going to show them again now that everything's up and working. Battlestar Galactica Captain Apollo's cufflinks.
Ooh.
Those are amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God. How absolutely gorgeous is that?
And those are very classy. I mean, you could actually get away with wearing these anywhere. And people probably, non-geeks would have no idea what these are. They would just think they were some kind of designer, cool little cufflinks. For the rest of us who know what they are, those are so hot.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
I mean, because you could wear these anywhere. And nobody would say a thing.
You could. You could get away with wearing them just about anywhere. I think they would. They look so chic.
They do.
They look so very chic. I love it.
But they are wonderful. Wonderful. Just lovely.
Now, if you're watching our pins, I'm all over the place. I'm also posting some other stuff I found. I just found the cutest little Ms. Pac-Man onesie. Must.
I need to see it. You need to give me the link.
I tweets it to the people.
All right. I'm going to pause this.
I'm going to pop it into the Ginger Tube. So since you're paused, you can take a look at it. Oh, wait a minute. That's us. Never mind. Oh, I got issues. Y'all don't even know. You don't even know.
That's Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's Blog Talk. There you go. You can go to that link right there. It is adorable. It is for 6 months old, 12 months, and 18 months. Good for your gamer girls that you know that are having babies. Oh, they will go nuts over this, especially if it's a little girl.
Yes, you did not hear my rant about the Star Trek ones.
You didn't like the Star Trek ones?
It's a red one. Why would you put your baby in a red Star Trek shirt?
You could put your baby in a Star Trek
shirt. Darwin Award. Come on. You were asking for the dingo to come eat your baby.
You know, they talked about that today on the news.
Yes, I know. That's why I mentioned that.
That dingo really did eat that lady's baby. I didn't believe it.
Oh, my God. A dingo ate the lady's baby. And that's so horrible. I shouldn't be laughing. That's
well, he's alive, isn't he? Didn't they get him back?
I have no idea. Wait, is this a fresh story? Because I know several years ago there was a guy being tried for having his baby ate by a dingo.
It was
but they never found the baby.
It was a woman, and she did go to jail. And yeah, it was a woman. She did go to jail, and I don't know.
Oh, wow. All right, I'm going to go back and read that, because I didn't read that, because I could have sworn that that was the deal, is that they never found the body, so the whole, the dingo ate my baby was never believable.
Well, she said, it took her baby. What can I say? I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway.
That is horrible. But seriously, why? Why would you put your baby in the red one? Because, see, I found some from Think Geek, and which I've moved away from now. But it actually had the blue and the gold, too. So, you know, you could be, like, encouraging your child to either be, you know, like, the next Captain Kirk or the next Spock. Come on, you want him to be the doctor.
Okay, now, see, that makes better sense.
Why would you put him in the red? The red never comes back. You're going to send your baby to, like, I don't know, the daycare center or something in the red one, and you'll never see him again.
Well, at the very least, if he wears red when he comes back from the daycare, you won't be able to tell that they spilled juice on him because it'll be red.
This is true. This is very true. Very, very totally true.
Because some people love to spill juice on your babies.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to pause this and try to pull up more that I had from my wonderful little list. I had all kinds of fun stuff, and yeah, it's just totally...
Not
gonna be one of those. No, one of those nights all night long. Yeah. So go back through my. And now that I can actually show you this, I want to show this again because I don't think I actually showed this earlier. No, I didn't actually want to bookmark that. I just wanted to open it. There we go. All right. I don't know if y'all could see this earlier. D.
That right there is all kinds of hotness. Okay.
That is.
Let me just tell you, my little gamer chicks, the ones of you who have the cute little tiny figures, you throw this on with a nice red bikini, geek boys come a-running.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Some of you can rock that with a red and white bikini. Or is this a red and white bathing suit? You can wear this to a party, your little poolside parties. See,
itty-bitty, what was it? Teeny tiny itty-bitty yellow polka dot bikini, but this one would be a red one.
It could be red polka dots even. You could get away with red polka dots. You can get some nice heels to go with it. Low.
Oh, my God.
Don't want to fall in the pool. But some low heels or some low heel sandals that are red, and you throw this on. Girl, pull your hair back. Work.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
You don't even have to have a cute figure. You don't see with the voluptuous figure? Work.
Yes.
You get that. What is that Olympic bikini that's out now that it looks like they wrapped it around you? It's made.
I have not seen that. I'm going to have to see that.
It looks like somebody wrapped you in the, you know, the bandage, but it's very chic. It looks good on all body types. Why am I touching my own boobs? Somebody explain that to me.
I don't know, but I kind of like this, so you should probably keep on doing it.
We only got 10 minutes left.
Do we?
You got to do some fashion no-nos that I put on there. Do not wear this.
Okay, all right.
Go down my fashion no-no. Oh, uh-uh.
Oh, I've got one that this is kind of a... All right, I know this is all geek. I know it is. But Chewbacca hoodie.
Show it.
I don't like this.
Show it.
Am I not sharing it?
No, show it. Show it.
My screen's being shared.
Show it.
Can you not see it?
Oh, there it goes. It finally updated. Oh, you know what? That's not... I don't know. I can't say.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
You know what messes it up is the big fake thing across the front.
Yes.
If that was real,
You
had done it real, like a real belt, detachable, it hooked around the side, and you could put like a cell phone in it, it had a function.
Oh, my God, yes, that would be, that would have been awesome. But no, and that was the main thing, that I don't like the fake belt.
It ruins the whole look.
And you're right, you know, because you see the little hook right here. Had they gone ahead and made this an actual belt that went all the way around and hooked, you know, you could hang your cell phone, whatever, your little wallet, something from it.
Hell, your portable gaming system, your PS, your Vita.
Put just like a little messenger bag on the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm. It would have worked very, very well. And it looks like it's warm. That's what I'm looking at, that it looks warm.
Yeah.
And is it fur on the inside is what I want to know.
I'm going to assume probably not. I don't know, but for that price, $70.
Oh, it needs to have fur inside.
Yeah, it better. It better. All right, I'm going to pull one up from your fashion no-no.
I think that's my only fashion that I managed to save. You know which one I'm going to harp on. Because we've been talking about this dress for the longest time.
Oh, we have been talking about this dress.
Share it up, Ginger.
I am trying. Do I need the whole link there?
Maybe.
No. Here we go. Coffee. Over here.
And pasta. I know you just go through pasta. I like when she does it.
Right. This is the dress that Corey is talking about.
At first glance, I said, oh, how lovely, how geekalicious. No.
No, not at all. I mean, look, for one, it's like a brocade cloth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, like my days from home ec coming back to me all of a sudden. But see, that like sticks up really. Oh, it's not cute. That's like a satin looking cloth.
What
and then
they
didn't
do was they did a literal. Hat. They did a literal interpretation of the Game Boy when if you're designing clothes, you do a take on it. You should have moved maybe the X onto the hip and further down, maybe a split.
Yeah.
Maybe done something else with the buttons on the other side. Could have been two buttons and a split. Just anything else. That thing at the top, it needs a belt. It needs to be longer. It just doesn't work. And the fact that you put it in multiple colors just makes it worse. I
don't like this. I think it maybe had to actually, I don't know.
Maybe
I know.
One needs to be drawn on, unlike the other one. The Chewbacca helmet needs the extra layer, and this one actually needs to be drawn on. That, you know what, that would take
I was going to say drawn on, or had they like actually cut it out and sewn it in.
Either way, yeah, it just doesn't need to stick out like that. I think if it was drawn on, it was done artistically, I might actually like this dress. It would be cute. Maybe if they took, again, artistic license, drew the square, maybe it was a little off, kind of crazy, and then the plug was there, and they actually put a little, the buttons. I just don't like it, the fact that these things actually sit out on the cloth. They stick out. Look like right there where the D-pad is. You can tell it's sewn in, and it doesn't. It's two different kinds of fabric. It doesn't go well together. If I ever see any of you out there wearing this dress, I'm going to come up to you and talk about it.
Oh, my God. And that is two pieces of fabric. They sewed
the first one
and the second one over.
You couldn't
cut? You can see.
Why didn't you cut?
I don't know.
Or at least do it in reverse. Why couldn't the dress be black and the other parts be yellow? I'm trying to understand.
Something, because that is not cute.
It's not. It's really not. This is not something that you need to duplicate as a dress. It just does not work.
Mm-mm.
Really, you needed to draw. Hand drawn, I think, would have made it really good for me.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to pause the screen. What else we got? How long do we have?
We got 2 minutes. 2 minutes before we have...
We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
All right, I'm going to go with your Legend of Zelda slippers.
My Legend of Zelda slippers? Oh, I like those. For the guys?
Yeah. All right, I'm sharing the screen.
I want to point out, the reason why I like these for the guys is you should not be wearing jeans with this. This is not a cargo pants. This is, if you want to be quirky, a tuxedo shoe.
Ooh.
An all-black tuxedo, and you got on a tie that picks up one of the colors in this, and you're going somewhere, maybe, I don't know if we're going to red carpet, but maybe one day soon we'll have red carpet events for gamers. But this is when you wear this, and your shoes just... Bam. You don't need anything else on. You don't even have to put on your Nintendo cufflinks. You got on your nice tie. Hell, the tie doesn't even have to be colored. Just these shoes with a nice tuxedo. Hot.
Those are hot. Those are so sexy.
Everybody's going to be like, bam, oh, your shoes, guys. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Rock this with a tuxedo. Or you get your girlfriend, you take her out somewhere nice black slacks. Take her somewhere fancy. Throw these shoes on. You got a gamer girlfriend? She'll love it.
Yes. And I love the colors.
Yeah, I think it's hand brushed or hand painted or something.
Oh, I couldn't tell if it was hand painted or airbrushed almost.
It looks like hand airbrushed because I do believe it's here. Say it's one of a kind. So once you get these, nobody else will have them. And that is the essence of fashion, being the only one to have it.
Like they hand painted one of a kind.
Yep. That's what haute couture is. It's a one of a kind. Nobody else has it but you. And they are spending
$90.
They're worth it for one of a kind.
They are totally.
That is a hotness. Okay, we got like 40 seconds. We will see you guys bright and early Monday. Sorry for the faux pause.
Wednesday?
yeah. Tomorrow's Wednesday, yeah.
You said Monday.
Did I say Monday? Oh, God. I'm
yeah.
busy. We'll see you guys in the morning when we can do some news. Oh, lovely. Yeah, lovely. It's been a lovely evening.
Red one.
We gotta go. Ginger, tell them.
Later, boys and girls.